It's the Queen Bee herself. This one's called Plastic Off the Sofa. Thank you very much for choosing us. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. It's All Things Health Talk, and we are joined by Babi Ngomane as well as Undota Nhlego. We speak about TB as always, so stay tuned. Before we go into talking about all things TB, we are, I think I did say, also joined by Undota Nhlego, who is a nominee at the African Health Excellence Awards. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about it.
So the African Healthcare Excellence Awards is basically an organization that honors healthcare workers in the country and in other countries in Africa.
Yeah.
So I've been nominated as a Healthcare Professional Educator of the Year.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How do you feel? What does this mean to you, especially as a doctor? I mean, yes, you're a doctor, but you are doing beyond being a doctor as well. And to be recognized for it must mean something to you.
It means so much because I actually left clinical medicine or hospital work about 8 months ago. So I took like a dive in just to follow my passion of HIV and TB medicine as well.
Lovely.
As teaching. So now I kind of get to do that every day. And I think it's so heartwarming to be recognized for that, like literally 8 months in. So I feel quite honored.
Right. I wish you all the very best. If anybody wants to vote, how do we get into that?
So if you want to vote, you can SMS AHEA 041, which is my unique code. So AHEA 041, and you SMS that to 34855, and each SMS costs R1.50.
All right, all the best. Hoping you're going to take this one away, you know? It's difficult, I know, when you're in a competition, one would say. But I think the recognition is enough, yeah. You know, just to say we see you, we see the work that you're doing, and we thank you for it. Babi Ngomane out there being a content creator, taking some pictures. We love it.
We hate to see because... we are it's so much privilege to be here.
Yeah.
Actually, we are a consultant at a remote level.
Yeah.
So we want people to know that you are busy here.
Mm-hmm.
It's very busy.
Nah.
Yes. And content, we're going to be busy.
Content creation is life.
And
I
want Dr. Nhlego to come with it. Remember, she's not standing for herself.
Yeah.
But for the entire province, the beloved country, province in the entire Mpumalanga.
Yes.
In the whole entire country.
Yes, it's the African. I'm not even putting that into my head. I'm thinking it's just South Africa. So these are different African countries that are going to come together. It's major. No, really, all the best.
Major.
All the best. Let's get into it, Babi Ngomane. TB, you guys are back. Why do we keep coming back and wanting to stress the importance of TB?
Thank you so much for this opportunity that is always there for us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's best that we just share the intro on the actual TB, what is really happening in South Africa, in our province, wherever we are.
Yeah.
Can I hand over this to Dr. Nhlego?
Mm-hmm. Doc, why do we keep coming back? Why are we stressing TB so much? You know, I mean, is it that bad?
It's that bad. And if you can imagine the catastrophic costs for the healthcare sector, the catastrophic costs for the family when someone falls ill.
Yeah.
So it's very important. If we look at the year 2022, over 11,000 people were diagnosed with TB in Mpumalanga.
Mm-hmm.
And more than half of those people are actually within eHlanzeni district. And if we look at all the strategies that we have to prevent TB, for children, only about 1 in 2 children are able to access TB preventative treatment.
Yeah.
And only 1 in 3 adults are able to access TB preventative treatment. And it's so important because if you look at the 11,000 people that are diagnosed with TB in Mpumalanga, 1 in 12 die.
Sure.
That's 1 in 12 families that loses a loved one, that loses a breadwinner.
Yeah.
So this is why we're preaching, let us prevent TB. Let us diagnose it early so that no one has to suffer the catastrophic costs of TB.
Now, you're saying 11,000, but then that makes me wonder, what about the ones that are undiagnosed, the ones that we don't know? What is the number, you know, in that? Because, I mean, it's not everybody that has the strength to go to the doctor and say something is really wrong with me. I think we spoke about the symptoms so many times. Some people overlook them because you're thinking, "Ay, man, maybe it's just flu. It's a really bad flu, especially after COVID. You're just thinking it's a bad flu." So, I mean, what then is the solution with that? I mean, especially in terms of communities, and are we going out there to preach to the people? I know we've got radio, but are we actively going to these different communities to say, are we testing for ETP?
Yes. So we work hand in hand with the Department of Health. So we do have campaigns in communities, around communities. We're using our social media platforms, so your Instagrams, your Twitter. So we're really trying to get the message out there, because the only way we can end the epidemic is if people actually come forward. Whether you're coming forward to test or whether you're coming forward to access TB preventative therapy, that's the only way we're going to win the fight, is if communities stand up against the fight against TB.
Yeah. Let's go into that.
Can I just add on that? You know, we've got a mobile X-ray that also assists in terms of going to the community at large. As of now, it is at within Matsulu.
Matsulu is one of the
areas where there's a high burden of TB. So it is placed there just to make sure that people, they access, just for the advanced screening with the X-ray. It won't give you, say, definitely this person is TB, but it will guide, you know, the radiographers and the clinicians to say, please do an advanced care to this one, investigation to this one, because it is mostly that he's got TB. Now we've engaged with the private GPs, because our GPs, well, they do diagnose TB, but some of the GPs, of our community goes to the GPs, private doctors, they don't have money to pay for the additional X-rays, for the additional specimens. So that is why we, at least we are working with them very close. Yes, indeed, we are doing a lot of community campaigns, and we are also engaged with the Department of Health. Whenever there's anything health-related in the community, we are there. Yes.
Okay, let's backtrack a bit. For those that don't really know or don't really understand what TB could be, what is it?
So TB is an airborne disease. So what that means is that it's spread by air droplets that are released when someone just breathes. You're breathing, you're talking, you're coughing, you're sneezing. So we just breathe it in. So that's what it is. It's an airborne bacterial infection. The nice thing about it is that it's curable, provided we're able to find it early and treat it early. It's a completely curable disease.
And how is it then transmitted? If you're saying it's airborne, how long does it last in the air?
So the duration of how long it would last in the air would depend on the space.
Okay.
So, for example, if I had to compare like a smaller space that's not well ventilated, so that's why we usually say you'll usually find TB in communities, like in informal settlements where there's not enough ventilation, there's not enough space, there's a lot of people staying within a household. So it's really dependent on the ventilation in that area and the space, because if it's bigger and it's well ventilated, then it means these air particles are diluted. And transmission is also dependent on how many of the particles you actually
you're taking in.
If I
can
put it like that.
Yeah.
So the more particles you inhale, the more likely you're going to have the infection.
Yeah.
But if it's just less particles, then you're less likely to get the infection. So the key is really ventilation and space.
Right. Before we go into TB preventative therapy, right? I wonder, I mean, after COVID, what are the statistics of TB? Because like I said a bit earlier on, there's a lot of people, this is just a really bad flu. It's really nothing major, especially after COVID. There's a lot of people that fall sick and they don't really take it as serious because COVID or flu, it's a really bad flu. But what are the statistics of TB after COVID?
It is not quite evident for now because but it has been very much alarming. That is why we've done a deep dive in terms of intensifying the TB investigations.
Okay.
So at least irrespective that, because remember during COVID, there was a little bit of a vacuum that needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Everything came to almost a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
So there has been a lot of catch-ups that have been taking place.
Right.
Statistically,
now,
it's not easy, you know, just to thumbsack and say, no, is this an mm-mm. But it's something that we're working on.
Right.
What we encourage more is that we encourage people to go for an actual TB screening, because that's an entry point.
Yeah.
And also encourage people afterwards, definitely they need to be TB investigated.
Mm.
But as I've indicated, doctor, I've indicated that next week and after next week and after, we'll be talking much more of actually unpacking what needs to be done in terms of the TB prevention.
Mm.
Because the actual TB screening is part of TB investigation, I mean prevention itself, because you need to prevent something that you know.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. I mean, when we talk about TB prevention, we are talking about preventing yourself from getting TB.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes.
But how is that going to happen if we're saying it's airborne? I mean, if I come into a space, you don't really know if somebody has TB,
mm-hmm.
right? How would I best prevent myself from getting TB then if it's airborne?
So that's the tricky part, especially if you live in an environment where the incidence of TB in that particular area is very high.
Mm.
So like South Africa, it's very difficult to say you can't get infected. But because you've got different stages of TB, so you've got that point where there's transmission. So this is you inhaling it.
Yes.
And then there's also now the point of infection.
Yeah.
And then from infection, it will then progress to disease. So when someone has the disease, it means that now they've got the signs and the symptoms of TB.
Okay.
But if you're just infected, we're probably all infected. You're probably infected. I'm probably infected.
Okay.
But because my immune system is strong enough, it's strong enough to either, if I inhale it, my immune system is able to kill the bacteria.
Yeah.
Or it's able to contain it.
Okay.
So some people do have the infection in the sense that they've inhaled it and their immune system is containing it. But once your immune system then drops, it can no longer contain the bacteria, and that's when it will now cause the disease. But to prevent infection, it's very difficult, especially in a place where the incidence of TB is very high.
So basically what you're saying is it lies dormant.
Yes, it can lie dormant.
Until you start getting symptoms.
Yes.
Okay.
And once you start getting symptoms, it basically means that your immune system is no longer able to
contain it. Yeah, it is weak now.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. All right. Now I get it. I always got a bit confused with TB prevention. I always wondered, and how do I prevent it if you guys are saying it's airborne? If I come into a space, and I mean, anybody could have it, like you said, and sometimes they might not even know that they have it.
Mm.
Then how do I prevent it? But I like this explanation. I like it. Okay. And so what would then be the next step for somebody who says, I feel like I'm getting signs and symptoms? Maybe let's go into those first as well. Some of the signs and symptoms that you get that would alarm you into saying something is wrong with my body.
Okay. Well, I think all symptoms that you, for most illnesses, they're the same.
Mm.
But as for this one, it's much more alarming. Usually the cough, it's just a cough. Because you know, no, cough is very good because it's part of the lung exercise.
Yeah.
Remember the lungs itself, they've got a lot of exudates. They've got things that needs to be taken out. They need to some space just to stretch it out so that it take out the other things that are not wanted.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Just like in the morning, you usually cough because the lungs, they need to have a little bit of exercise. And
okay.
You can even produce a sputum in the morning, irrespective that whatsoever.
You're
not sick or not mm. sick. It's when it's worse if ever a smoker, because it really tries to clean up. It's the lungs tries to clean up itself.
Yeah.
Well, that is a cough, number one. Sometimes for a person who's with immunocompromised, there's no duration. You cough today, it might be an alarming factor for that one. And also fever. usually for the kids. Every time we are seeing some donor, you don't know what is really happening with the child. Even an adult is himself or herself. Now you start to, what's going on with me? It could be one of this. But one of the golden ways, night sweats. You know, they normally say drenching night sweats. Mm. You'll find that a person, whenever he sleeps, he can even sweat to an extent that even the mattress itself, it becomes wet. That is, in Mpumalanga, but this one is much more worse.
Yeah.
Then obviously, loss of weight, unless if you want to, but it's an unexplained weight loss.
Yeah.
You just start to drop, and sometimes you cannot even notice.
Yeah.
You're wearing your skirt, you're fastening it in this hole, but next week, now you start to, then it starts to, now you could see that, there's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Loss of appetite is one of them.
Yeah.
Because obviously, once you have a loss of appetite, eventually you'll drop the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but you wonder what's going on with this. Usually it's also coughing of blood, because it tells that the lungs somehow, there's a problem. That is why now there's blood in the sputum.
Do you cough out blood because you've exhausted the sputum that you had, and so you keep coughing the whole time? Or what's the reason for coughing out blood?
So it's actually due. So the TB basically eats away at the lung, if I can put it like that. So sometimes people actually have very severe lung damage after having TB. So now, because you also have blood vessels in your lungs, then you can get erosion of those blood vessels. So even the blood vessels themselves get like eroded.
Yeah.
So when you're coughing out, it's not because the sputum has been exhausted, but it's because you've got erosion of the blood vessels that's now being coughed out, essentially. Yeah.
Okay, so we're running out of time. We need to go into the news, but you guys are going to be back next week.
Yes.
What I really want us to talk about, because we just spoke about the signs and symptoms, is to urge people to go and get tested if they're feeling like something is wrong, because a lot of people are scared. A lot of people are scared to go to the hospitals because they feel like I might get judged. And because they're so... I mean, we go on Google and you're searching all of these things, and then it tells you you're dying, literally. It tells you. you are searching I'm coughing just a little, and it tells you you're five minutes away from dying, and you're freaking out. We get scared to go to hospital and to get tested. Let's urge people to please go and get tested. Doc?
Well, it's very important for everyone to take care of himself or herself.
Yeah.
Remember, TB is free.
Yeah.
It's free. It's a free investigation. It's a free screening. And the good thing is that we as the Department of Health, we are piloting to work with the GPs.
Mm-hmm.
So one can go to a GP and go for a test.
Yeah.
I think the clever person is the person who will just go for a test and like just to wait. I also like to edge the males, because we males are so difficult. We are urged to go there. And also when we urge our kids, as the doctor have mentioned, that kids are very much vulnerable for this. And also urge any person who's HIV positive to go for an actual test, because once the immune system is compromised, it's a risk factor to these individuals to go there.
Yeah.
And any health facility can do the TB screening at no cost.
Mm. Yeah. Bangan charge in Kosiam, but it's definitely mal.
Add on to that before our time finishes. We were talking about the mobile digital chest X-ray that we use to screen for TB. It's currently in Matulu. So if you are in Matulu, it's at the Boxer Plaza. So it's parked across where the taxi rank is.
Mm.
So it's free. You get a free X-ray. And also you can just follow our social media, which is Equity SA on Instagram, where you'll be able to see where the mobile is within eHlanzeni at any given time.
All right. Baba Ngomane, this is the mobile that I've been saying needs to come to Rise FM. It has been, like, guys, I fell pregnant, I gave birth. I've been telling Baba Ngomane, we need to bring it here so people can get tested or they can get checked.
Yeah, it's true. But you remember, we cannot just bring it here. There's a center manager that
no,
we'll have
real.
To engage
yeah.
in. And also yeah. even the other shops that needs to be engaged in. So, yeah, it's a process.
It's quite a process.
It's not really quite a process because it's beneficial to the people around here.
Absolutely.
And even for the shoppers as well. But it's something that you can work
on. I think we should make it a fun day. You know, not something, it shouldn't be something that's depressing. Because at the end of the day, prevention is better than cure.
Exactly.
Right? Thank you guys very much for coming. Next
See
week
you
again.
Next week.
Same time, same place.
Great.
It's Rise FM.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Rise FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, we are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA.